Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Citizen is webbing through a show home. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn of what your man is say? We spitting live wireless, leave them shot with the gamma ray. Ain't a runner-up cause it ain't the closest to candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holt and Philly West. Repping with the legends, classic interview session. Politics, sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA, 95 connection, real people. Ain't no scripted cue card for directions. Just team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. A murder it for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, the greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome to another episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on the Block Talk. Colin Alonzo, broadcasting from Philadelphia, South Boogie Down Bronx. There's a lot to get into, jump right into it, because we got a lot of topics and things like that. So, like I said last week, week before last and so forth, give you an update on everything. So, I can believe February flew by already, and normally next, in the month of March, I would usually will have Women's History Month, all female playlist. And then I said after that, maybe April or May would be Spotlight playlist. Well, that's, we'll put a TBA on that to be announced. We'll put a pause on that, and we'll circle back to those playlists further down the line, because I have something lined up, very special guest lined up in the month of March, and that might mess up, the, like I said, the whole feng shui of that month and the murderer's row of guests that's following behind. So we got to kind of push that back a little bit. But with even though it's going to be a new month, still going to be on a playlist, but a bit different. Since we started middle of February, like the 13th is a short month, I'm going to tweak this month's playlist, add maybe a couple of more music to the playlist for March, kind of mix it in a little bit, add a little bit more, not a brand new one, but just kind of put some a little bit more tracks on it, different music and everything on it, kind of mix it up to get through March, and then we'll go from there. So that's that. Now, in terms of the special guest, not naming any names, I just say legend. That's it. It could be a legend in sports, politics, acting, movies, music, television, legit legend, A+, that, you know, in a murderer's row that's following behind what I have planned. So I'm putting the TBA to be announced on the playlist and so forth. So leave it there, and as we get closer, I'll reveal who it is. But leave that there, and then we'll go to this in terms of the show itself and the changes. Now, format, we're changing format. So you'll still have the playlist and the topics. We're going to tweak that a little bit. It won't be all the time. It won't be topics and music all the time. Other things missed. Kind of involved to kind of just change things up a little bit. You know, the show grows, you got to grow with it, and we got to make changes. Now, I'm going to walk you guys through these changes. Not just going to be abrupt, but you'll see gradual changes in the top, in the platform, in the format of NYP Entertainment Radio. So you'll still get the playlist, you'll get the topics, we're just going to tweak it a little bit, and it won't be every week will be music and topics. It'll be something different, something a little new that's coming down the pipeline with that. A new intro is on its way. That's coming down between now and maybe the 12th season premiere, I would say, for the new intro. Now, the big one, platforms. Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, and all that, and Radio Public, Stitcher, those, they'll stay the same. They're fine. We're leaving Block Talk. So somewhere in between, probably as of mid to late April, we're going to leave Blog Talk and go to Riverside.fm. Riverside.fm, we're back on camera. There, you also have an option to see or hear us. So you can see it live, or you can see it on demand, or if you want to go and you're running errands, you're going to work, or you're working out, you still have the option to have the audio part. So you can pick and choose which one you want. And we can pick and choose if we want to be on video, we can go audio. So either way, whatever, you get those options to you guys. It'll be a gradual change. I'm not going to make it abrupt and just leave you guys who are used to being on Blog Talk or even, other platforms. Like I said, they stay the same, but we'll still be on Blog Talk, and maybe do it simultaneously with Riverside. But right now, we're bouncing from home base to another home base, which is, I think, is awesome because we've all been trying to get back on camera for a long time. Riverside.fm offers that to us and a lot of other stuff and other platforms like YouTube and Facebook Live and countless others that comes with Riverside.fm being on camera and so forth. So a lot of great adventures and stuff ahead. Like I said, I got surprises for you. I got surprises. I ain't going to just say something and then don't produce it. I'm going to produce it. I have it, and there's more to come as we go from the gradual changes. And I think you guys will like it. As this show grows and get bigger and better and I see the downloads going global, time to kind of shake things up and grow with it. And I think you guys are going to like what's going to happen within the next month to a year, I would say, as different surprises and changes are happening. So like I said last week, I'm going to be abrupt about it, walk you guys through it, communicate with you guys, let you know what's going to happen, when's the last day, and all that stuff. But right now, we're still on Blog Talk, but we will be moving to Riverside.fm down the line, then maybe simultaneously doing a broadcast with Riverside.fm. Also, at times, what I like about it, we can do a show, film it, and then boom, air it later on, or air it on the day it's supposed to. I kind of like that. We have definitely great bonus shows and things of that nature. So there's a lot that that platform has that, love Blog Talk, and like I said, we'll hang on to it a little bit longer, but we're moving on to a new home base, and Roadside.fm is check all the boxes for what we're trying to do as I give you a little peek behind the curtain. So big things happening in NYPA Entertainment Radio. Stick around. A lot of things. It's overwhelming. It's fun, and I think you guys stick around, and like I said, it's going to be really, really cool. So I'm looking forward to it. Hope you guys are looking forward to it. And let's take this journey together. Let's have some fun. Like I said, it's all about fun and fun surprises. So it's coming your way. And enough of that stuff. We'll get into some topics, a lot of things to get into, a whole lot of stuff to get in. I'm going to get in with Kanye West. I was looking at his documentary yesterday, part one. It's like different parts. And I'm looking at part one, and I'm like, it's like footage that his friends took and they made it into a documentary from his rise into where he's at now. You definitely see a contrast between the two, younger Kanye and Kanye now. I would like to say more so, and this is my opinion, I'm not a doctor, a psychologist, I would think, we're not at this point yet in the documentary, but it goes to where you see his mother centers him in the documentary, especially in early stages when he's about to and does get signed to Rockefeller. You see that the common denominator in his life is his mommy's sin. So he goes off the rails a little bit. His mom brings him back. And I think that's probably, in my opinion, what he's missing now with the antics that he's doing. Case in point, I talked about it last week, is that Kanye West celebrated running Pete Davidson off of Instagram after he deleted his new account following a swarm of abusive comments from Ye fans calling him Skeet, not Pete calling him Skeet. So, yeah, he said, ran Skeet off the gram. Tell your mother I changed your name for life. Come on, Ye. So Kanye West, if you've not been keeping up, Kanye West, who now goes by Ye, has been embroiled in a somewhat one-sided feud with Pete. Which stems from the fact that the Saturday Night Live comedian is currently dating Kanye's soon-to-be ex-wife Kim Kardashian. In the last 2 weeks, Ye has leveled a string of abusive Instagram posts against Pete, whom he refers to Skeet, most notably accusing him of destroying his family. Both Pete and Kim remained silent while Kanye harassed them over the past few weeks, which meant fans were both intrigued and concerned last Wednesday when it appeared that Pete has rejoined Instagram over 3 years after deactivating his account for the good of his mental health. Pete's new account very quickly gained millions of followers, with many speculating that he had rejoined the platform to finally issue some kind of response to Ye's harassment. And so when he shared his first post a week later, fans were perhaps a little surprised to see that his debut made no reference to Ye. Instead, Pete welcomed his followers to the account with an exclusive behind-the-scenes video clip from the set of his new movie, The Home, which he's currently filming. Quote, "They're letting me add my own dialogue to The Home," he captioned the clip alongside the hashtag welcome to my Instagram, and so forth and so on. Despite Pete's enthusiastic return, his post was swiftly flooded with several harsh messages from Ye's fan base, who, according to the screenshots that I see here, were telling him to find God, whatever that means, and calling him skeet. Hours later, fans noticed that Pete's Instagram account had mysteriously disappeared from the platform, prompting his disappointed followers to speculate that the barrage of abusive comments had caused him to deactivate. Seemingly pleased with his outcome, Ye shared a post of his own on Thursday bragging about running Pete off of Instagram. As stated before, ran skeet off the gram. He wrote to now next to it in snap of Pete's defunct account and a screenshot of it. Tell your mother I changed your name, like I said, referring to his nickname. But despite Ye's confidence, sources have claimed that Pete's decision to deactivate had nothing to do with Ye or his fans. Quote, Pete deleted his Instagram because immediately after his first post, he started receiving a flood of messages, both positive and negative, reminding him why he didn't want social media to begin with, a source close to the star said. Pete is in the middle of several big film projects and wants to continue to stay very focused on his work and the positive things happening in his life. The insider went on. Kanye didn't drop Pete off of social media. Now, I guess kind of bullying this guy. And the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about how he's just been attacking him. Like, dude, let that go. Let that go. Mm-hmm. I know she's fine as hell, but there's other women out there, and you're a billionaire. And I said it last week. You are a billionaire. Who can have any woman you damn near want because you're a billionaire. B-I-L-L-A-N-A-I-R. You are a billionaire. Get over it. Like, as long as you take care of your kids, your father to them, all that matters. Leave that kid alone. Is he? You know, like, leave him alone. Like, let that guy go. Like, just it's so now you're looking more foolish and you're looking thirsty. And it's like, it's not worth it. She moved on. You move on. Bullying his kid is not, or making fun of him is not going to change anything. You're just going to look more and more foolish, especially in her eyes. That's it. Now, you never know. This thing she might leave him alone and circle back and go right back to you. You never know.
Listen, I think, by trying to, play this bullying tactics right now against this guy, that just may want him to be there even more, her wanting this guy more. That's probably the wrong approach that he's doing right now. Not the approach that you should be doing. And the fact that you said that he can pretty much have anybody, even if he wasn't a billionaire, it's just who he is. He's Kanye West. He's a famous star. He could have had any woman out there. I think the last woman that he had kind of looked similar like Kim Kardashian anyway, but it wasn't her. I mean, I don't know what it is about this woman that he's so obsessed with. He's in love. I know that, but it doesn't look like she's trying to go back to you right now because she's moved on to another guy. She's happy with this guy, by him pressuring, making fun of this guy or whatever he's doing to this guy, bullying this guy, it may work. He may walk away from it because, he don't want that type of smoke, but that doesn't mean she's going to run back to you. She's going to find somebody else. So he needs to just let it go. If it's meant to be, she'll come back. If not, you got to live without her. And just work together as co-parents.
That's
just that simple.
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, like I said, his antics, all you're doing is pushing her further into his arms or to someone else. So fall back, focus on your kids, focus on yourself, and then keep it moving. And then let the chips fall where they may. Like, you know, if it don't work out between her and Davidson, then, you know, then she'll come back. If not, then so be it. There's just a lot of beautiful women out there in the whole world, whether they look like her or not. There's women everywhere, fine-ass women, all races, color, and creed. Have your pick. You're a billionaire. Enjoy. So why are you sweating one person who clearly does not want to continue doing that? So what are you going to do?
Thank you.
Staying in the world of yay, Dame Dash on Genius and how Kanye became our, quote, new Michael Jackson. The three-act Netflix documentary, a product of 20 years of footage of the artist formerly known as Kanye West, features some on-camera input from Dame himself during his Rockefeller days in the early 2000s. But as he reflects now, he never expected Ye to become as big as he is today. Quote, I think this is the right time for that, Dame told. They mentioned an article because you get insight into who Kanye is, especially because he's so public. He's turned to our new Michael Jackson, you know, whether that's negative or positive, but that just is what it is. I wasn't expecting all that from Kanye. Elaborating on his MJ comment, Dame shared that every movie he makes, everybody's paying attention to him, and that he triggers the world now. He wasn't that bold back then, but he always was very confident. Dame shared it's levels to it. So I thought he had a lot of confidence rapping among the fierce rappers that were around and also being vocal. I give everybody the same exact opportunity when I see potential. I see the same potential mostly everybody. He just really took the opportunity and he really listened. And what he did was he leveraged his celebrity as well. Name who called Ye, quote, a free man, said his ability to draw attention is karma for those who ignore him. Also admitted that he himself had lots of the first when it came to sneaker deals, streaming services, etc. But because Dame didn't have the, quote, celebrity to leverage it like Yeezy, sometimes things don't move as fast. I love the fact that Ye was smart enough to take his celebrity, and that's what I taught them. Use your celebrity to leverage it for your own products, and that's what he did, and that's what most everyone who has been successful has done. For those looking for more insight into Ye's remarkable come up before he hopefully drops it down to two on his Stem Player product sometime this week, the Act of Genius premiered this past Wednesday. Michael Jackson thing, I don't know about that. However, I do know Kanye is a student of Michael Jackson, a disciple, and he knows that controversy do create cash, and he knows how to use the media to keep talking about him, which Michael Jackson did. A lot of stuff that you see, the oxygen tank and all that, Michael leaked that to the media himself. A lot of stuff he leaked to himself, the kind of weird whatever he leaked himself, just to keep you talking about him until the next album came out. And you kind of can see similarities with Kanye. He does a lot of, you know, those off the wall. We're doing now. We're talking about it his next project is out. So I kind of see similarities in that because Michael Jackson used to do the same thing. And the funny thing, if you ever check out Genius, the documentary, at least part one, I didn't get to part two yet. In the beginning, Rockefeller, and he has it on camera, ignored this guy. He went to office playing the track Falls Down with Selena Johnson on the hook. He's rapping it, and the people in the office, AR people, are literally looking past him doing work and ignoring him, like straight disrespecting him. And then he'll go to the next office, I got this new track. And they're just like, excuse me, I'm trying to get some work done. Like, straight ignored this guy. They would not give him the time of day. Now, I bet you they're kissing his ass because you see he's like, you see it on his face. Where it's embarrassing, like they all ignored him. Like, no, even Dame towards up until Dame kind of wasn't giving him the time of day to be a rapper. They all wanted him to be a producer. But I got to give him credit. He forced that on them. He, like, listened to me, and then they became a believer. Yeah. And the rest is history. You know, Zoe, what's your opinion about the whole Michael Jackson thing?
I'm with you on that. I really don't see that. But I agree that he does have to hustle. He has the hustle of a Michael Jackson, you know, but, you know, the same level? No. As far as business-wise, yeah, he surpassed Michael, I would say, because, you know, he went to be worth more than $1 billion, where Michael wasn't, you know, during his time. You know, he wasn't worth more than $1 billion, even though I thought he should have. You know, but he wasn't. Sky's a genius. I give it to Kanye. He knows what he wants. He fights what he wants, and he gets it. He gets it. You know, he proved a lot of people wrong, where you just mentioned, where a lot of people didn't believe in him, didn't believe in, you know, him as an artist. You know, they believed in him as a producer because, you know, he's a great producer. Especially, you know, producing a lot of music for Rockefeller during that time, but he made a believer in them into being the artist. And look where he's at now. Look where he's at. He's still making music, and it's still music that people demand right now.
Yeah.
That people demand.
That's good. Yeah. I haven't seen part two yet, but I would definitely recommend anyone to check out the documentary. And like I said, it's interesting because a lot of the clips from his earlier videos are from these actual videos that his boy Cootie took over 20 years. And it's very interesting, the concept of the documentary. But that part in Rockefeller, I'll never forget how – because now you know who he is. And the fact that everyone wasn't giving him time of day, and they kind of just like – you're just a producer, and that's where you stand. He's trying anybody to listen, like, yo, I got to listen. I'm fire. He's spitting, you know, verses and everything. And only two that kind of really believed in him, was trying to push him, was Talib Kweli and Mos Def. Because he's freestyling, and they're like, oh, you old guy. But Rockefeller and no other record company was touching him. They're like, who is this guy? He don't, whatever. But listen, the rest is history. But that grind and that sacrifice that he made, it paid off, and that's pretty much a learning lesson from anyone who wants to go after something, anything in the world. You keep at it, and they literally would slam doors in his face on camera, and it was legit. There was no, this is not no some TV shit. This is real.
Yeah.
And documented, and they're ignoring this guy. He's spitting. He putting on a show, and they had like A&R people just looking at him. Jay-Z assistant Caroline, I think we met her. She was straight ignoring him. Caroline, we met her. She's in a doubt, and she straight like she ignored our calls, ignored him, the same way, like straight face, like, you know. So I guess ignoring is her business, because she definitely was good at ignoring. And that's check that documentary out. So definitely, Zoe, we want to get into.
Your boy Bow Wow, who plans to release his final album on Death Row Records, allegedly, and close my music career out where it began. Interesting. I thought he was already done, but that's just me speaking, huh? More than 5 years after initially announcing his retirement, it sounds like Bow Wow may be officially ready to call it quits. During a Q&A session on Twitter on Friday morning, the 34-year-old was asked when he'll collaborate with Snoop Dogg, a mentor in the early stages of his career. In quote, spoke to Snoop last week, very soon, Bow Wow wrote, my plans is to put my final album on Death Row and close my music career out where it began. I'm trying to do the D-Wade and come home and close it out. Oh, really? For those who don't remember, Snoop is credited with giving Shad Moss the name Little Bow Wow back in the early 90s from there. Bow Wow did the kids skits on Snoop's 1993 debut album, Doggy Style, before signing with Jermaine Dupri's So-So Def label en route to releasing his 2000 album, 2000 debut album, Beware of Dog. Of course, it's not coincidence Bow Wow wants to join force with Death Row in 2022, early this month. Snoop, as we spoke about this before, acquired the brand the music group formerly known as E1 Music when it was purchased in 2019 for $4 billion, $4 billion by Hans Hasbro. I am thrilled and appreciative of the opportunity to acquire the iconic and culturally significant Death Row records. This is all Snoop speaking right now. But speaking back to Bow Wow, you know, I thought his career was already done. I think his career was pretty much over years ago. You know, my opinion, he should have retired then. This is my opinion. He should have retired then. If you ask me, I don't think I remember a music and a song from him. I don't think I remember.
I could remember a Bow Wow song, even at gunpoint. I couldn't even tell you any Bow Wow song at all.
Yeah, if you asked me to recite any of it, I couldn't. I couldn't. Because I don't remember. From a kid, even as an adult, I don't remember.
I don't know nothing. I mean, he has a fan base, obviously, that's like younger than us, that when he was hot in the mid-2000s. I remember that much, but I couldn't really know it. Unless if I hear it, then I'm like, oh, I kind of remember this one, but I really not too sure about the. Yeah, I don't know nothing. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I ain't gonna try to remember that shit. I'm not even gonna go there. But listen, he's gonna do his swan song, and he does have a follow. He does have a following. Probably some of those followings listen to the show, so they're probably excited. Like, oh yeah, Bow Wow's final album. So happy for you guys.
Let's see how it does.
I won't know how it does because I won't listen. I guess we'll read about it. They'll tell us if it tanks or not. But you never know. Snoop Dogg might work some magic with it, at least push it to be something out there. You know what I mean? So,
Snoop Dogg definitely no hits because he's still going on with hits. So maybe he'll write some music for him and put some hits out there for him.
He might already know who to bring on the track.
I don't think he had a hit in some years.
I don't even know when his last hit was. I don't keep track of Bow Wow. I don't know what his last album was, the last so-called hit was. I guess we got to wait and see how it turns out, like you said. When it comes up, whenever he drops it, video-wise, track-wise, who's going to be on it, if Snoop's going to be on it himself. But he's going full circle, and that's not bad. You want to go full circle and end it that way? Why not? So, hopefully his fans will enjoy the product when he drops it whenever. So, and if anything comes up new about it being successful or not, we'll let you know here at NYPA Entertainment Radio. All right, speaking of music, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got a lot more stuff to get into, so stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Money in the power, money in the power. I ain't falling short, I got the
money in the power.
Yep.
Money in the power, money in the power.
Yeah.
Never going back, cause I got
money in the power.
Deep in the heart of South Park, worth a stalker. S.A. Food, native Houston, South Parker. Born and brought up to be a heartless motherfucker. No one else to blame, fuck it, blame it on my mother. When I was growing up, nobody seemed to give a shit. And that's what makes me one hard son of a bitch. Cause I ain't give a shit, I ain't give a shit either. Sweet 16, time to stack me up some keys. Learn the game of hustling, fucking over fiends. Selling niggas, beating up the birds and amphetamines. My game was more advanced, selling seed, I'm going broke. Got him up with Floyd and Floyd and fronted me some dope. Learn to rock it up, now I got it sold.
time to go for broke, motherfuck who I owe. Business started booming, started moving powder. Motherfuck the bitches, I want money and the power. Yep.
Money and the power, money and the power.
I ain't falling short, cause I got
money and the power.
Yep.
Money and the power, money and the power.
Bitches on my dick, cause I got
money and the power.
Driving your cash, 30s and bows. Brand new crib, brand new clothes. Mom would ask questions and often picture bitches. Where am I getting that money? Mickey D's ain't pay me shit. I'd make up a story just to get her off my back. Uh-oh, I got a beep. I think my boys are out of crack. Everything was smooth, exactly how I played it. A dollar to be made, best believe a nigga made it. Nickels, dimes, and 20s, and 60 cent bumps. Nigga rolling hard, stacking paper like Trump. And I ain't give a fuck, I told you that from the jump. Didn't worry about no static, I had a motherfucking pump. Ass out of line, word him up, a nigga sprayed him. Mama told me shoot first and ask questions later. 600 bucks a motherfucking hour. And I ain't falling short, cause I got money and the power. Yep.
Money and the power, money and the power.
I ain't falling short, cause I got
money and the power.
Yeah.
Money and the power, money and the power.
I got it like that, cause I got
money and the power.
21 and still second 30s. Bought my brother Warren Lee down from New Jersey. He helped me for a minute, then he started screwing up. Said, fuck, getting paid, I guess my brother's brother fucked. Bitches ran his life, and they're still running Lee. I guess he doesn't realize the bitch is fucking me. It really doesn't matter, cause I can never tell. He can stay broke, but I got dope to sell. I step out on the cut. Shit was looking funny. I ran back in the house and started calling up my money. I signaled for my workers to bring in all the dope. I can feel the bus and sure enough in comes the 5-0. Niggas stayed relaxed but they was picking niggas up. If someone said my name then I was definitely fucked. But I'ma play it cool. If I kill I gotta kill. Fighting for my shit I never ran and never will. Come to find out they wasn't fucking with my boys. Busted a nigga who said he paid him talking noise. I guess the truth is it's out. But I ain't falling short cause I got money and the power. Yep.
Money and the power. Money and the power.
Sold a million records. I got
money and the power.
Yep.
Money and the power. Money and the power.
Just to come clean cause I got
money and the power.
Money and the power. Money and the power. Money and the power. Power.
Yo. 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 From the heart of Medina to the head of Fort Greene. Now I see everything. Niggas who sling. Shout and cast on inside a ring. Bobby Digital got the gold and still sing. Rhyme star. I write $100,000 ball. My sin swipe combo. Delete your power ball. Dr. Octopus tentacles. Sing a simple song. Bob Digital instrumental. Nothing's identical. You biter. Non-whiter. Mr. Potato Head or Ida. D-Fry. Kinkle cut. One single cut. Fucks your whole LP up. You must be stupid. You liar. I'm the pure fire. Live wire. Hip-hop reviver. A suicide. Mission you're committing. Go against the Wu-Tang henchmen. Perfect precision marksman. Spit Dawson. Flip Charleston. Archery. Shot aimed at your heart and Daffy Duckers. We still bring the motherfucking ruckus. Project Killer Hill. Be the buckets. Smoke blunts. Drink Bud Light beer. With Buzz Lightyear. Rip a hand to infinity. But I'm right here. Bobby Digital. Overthrow your whole citadel. Mr. Pitiful. Your whole strap stack is despicable. I'm the nervous. Your shit cannot flourish. Cherish every moment of this love before you perish. Bitch. Watch me twitch. Looking for a bird I can hitch. Into your atmosphere. Take your pussy out like a pass mirror. Make you smile at the same time. Crack a seer, smack your rear. Vagina saliva. Told you we're rough rider. Up inside ya. Thick apple head. Opens up your clip wider. Taste the apple cider. You become strong. Then become a brighter.
Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. Digi, digi, digi.
Sucks in your ass like a Victoria's Secret wedgie. Heart of Medina to the head of Fort Greene. Now I see everything. Niggas who sling. Shout and cast stone inside the bing. Bobby Digital got the killer beat sing. From the heart of Medina to the top of Fort Greene. Now I see everything. Niggas who sling. Shout and cast stone inside the bing. Bobby Digital got the killer beat sing.
Son. drink a Heineken as we go inside the mine again. Never minded men dropping gem, can he shine again? Most definite, let this be my last will and testament for the pessimist, exercise for the exorcist. Johnny treacherous, like three, I'm supposed to be perpetuous. Decimate the poetry, give everything that's close to me. The lecturist, Jonathan, king of the seven seas. Battle with Leviathan, the Methodist. Poly kick your deficit, hit it up. If I can't live it up, somebody gotta give it up. John Jay, blow him out the water, Dr. Bombay. Your bitch look like Strong Jay, rubbing me the wrong way. Burn one and saute, bringing you different ways of swordplay. They busting bullets over Broadway, deep cover. I'm like Larry when the fish burn, I burn rubber. Cause I'm not an easy lover. 10 to midnight, butt naked with a knife. Ask my AI lights, I've been crazy all my life. Hard time, homicide time, fly, do or die. Crooked ass and crooked eyes, switching from the dark side. Johnny Five, I reside in the killer beehive. Only the strong gon' survive. From the depths of the killer to the top and now born. Wildin' on Staten Island, be the poet John John. Can't forget Bobby, if I did I feel chipped. Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without Miracle Whip. From the depths of the killer to the top and now born. Wildin' on Staten Island, be the poet John John. Can't forget Digi, if I did I feel chipped. Like my sandwich ain't a sandwich without Miracle Whip.
With a clutch. And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young niggas is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops are gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all my old ones. That's why.
All that I've been given is the pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way. But got them on up the highway.
Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Let's keep this thing going. T.I. goes off after comedian Godfrey's comments about his stand-up comedy aspirations. There's room for everyone to shine. Comedian Godfrey and rapper T.I. shared an exchange over the weekend as the two both performed at the same comedy club in Atlanta. Godfrey, who was the headline of the show, apparently wasn't too happy that T.I. closed out the show instead of him. Quote, as a headliner, no one is supposed to go up after you, said Godfrey on an episode of his podcast. He added, it is a code in comedy that I follow. I'm not watching what you can't do better than me. You're not a comedian to me. T.I. caught one of the comments and replied to Godfrey via Instagram, quote, what God got for you is yours. Can't nobody take that from you, okay? Stated Tip. Quote, all of a sudden, because I'm now standing on the stage sharing my gifts with the world, utilizing the tools and skills that I'm developing, you feel like that is in your way, some kind of way, and that's more your problem than I could ever be. I see Godfrey as a giant in comedy, and I see Godfrey as a giant in the comedy shit, and what I saw in his was I saw a legend trying not to hate while hating, like innuendos, little tidbits of hate here and there while surrounding it with some compliment to make it seem like you ain't hating, T.I. explains. To be honest with you, to me, that made a giant look small in my eyes. Now, I think I might have been, the week before last or before that, I spoke about T.I. doing stand-up. I never heard him. I haven't heard him, so I'm not going to say he's not funny. However, to going after Godfrey, I think is like a kind of a little bit of disrespect to a veteran who actually honed his skill at this, and he's more of a headliner who's been out there. He should have gone before him, opened up for him, or in between. Godfrey should have shut down the show. And Godfrey's right in terms of comedy. That's what happened. Headliners shut the show down. That you're a headliner. You're the main event. You don't main event. And then you win the boxing match, you win the title, and here comes an up-inspiring basketball player who won a box to get into the ring. That's not how that works. You start T.I. first, and
he
knows Godfrey shut it down.
He knows this. He knows this. He's a musician. Would he want to be the headliner and somebody just coming up from after him close out the show? He wouldn't have want that.
No, he wouldn't want that. You're right. You're absolutely right. He wouldn't want that. We wouldn't want that
at all.
Like,
he should have shown that respect.
This is Godfrey's world. And if Godfrey went over to hip-hop, Tip would have been like, oh, you're in my world, whatever. He knows the protocols. Like, yo, dude, you come before me. Like, I shut it down, not you. You know what I mean? I shut it down. So I agree in that fact, like, you got to work your way up. Because you are a name in hip-hop does not make you a name in comedy. That's not how that works. You got to climb that ranks. And I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I can find T.I.'s stand-up somewhere before I fully judge it, because I don't know if it's funny or not. I have no clue. We can assume it's not. But I have to hear it to be fair, because I'm kind of very curious on his stand-up material and what he's saying.
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't know he was doing comedy. I had no idea, you know, T.I. was doing comedy. Like, really? I mean, you know, you got to find some niche and all that stuff. But I never heard anything that he, you know, put out there in of whatever comedy, because, again, I never knew that he was doing comedy. But as we spoke earlier, I agree with Godfrey. He shouldn't have never shut it down. It should have been the veteran comedian who shut it down. T.I. is a new comedian. A new comedian, so therefore he should have opened up. It's just like music. You got acts that opens up, and the main headliner is the one who close out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure that T.I., Jay-Z is the headliner. T.I. comes out there to open up. You think that Jay-Z is going to let T.I. close out the show? No.
Oh, hell no.
He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that.
No. The T.I. thing, which I find kind of interesting, because I discussed it a few weeks ago. It might have been last. It might have been last week or 2 weeks ago. Doing the show, I kind of think someone said, "Man, you funny. You need to go do stand up." So he did an open mic, and because it's T.I., listen. Because you make your friends laugh, or your mama laugh, or your granddad laugh, or your dad laugh, or whoever, does not make you Dave Chappelle. It does not make you that. You know, you can be funny, but make a whole room laugh. It's a skill unto itself and an art unto itself. That's a difficult thing to do. So, like, when I first heard it, the thing popped in my mind. I was like, yeah, someone must have like, yo, man, T.I., you funny as hell, man. Take that shit to the stage. And he's doing it. And then you got people backing him. And he could be actually funny. I don't know. His material might be actually pretty good. You never know. Like I said, I gotta find it. Hopefully it's filmed somewhere or it pops up YouTube or something. But I'm very curious to see his act, his cadence, his stage presence, how he controls the crowd, and so forth. There's a lot that comes to it. It's an art to stand up comedy. Not anyone can touch that mic and do comedy. It's impossible to do. It's very hard to do. Ask any comedian now who's starting out, ask any legend now on how they started out. You got to cultivate that. You got to train at that. And the fact that whether it's the promoter or T.I. himself, you got to respect the cats that came before you. And Godfrey came before you, and he put his work in to get to be a headliner somewhere. So some people might think, oh, I don't get that. Well, Zell broke it down to you in music terms. Think of Jay-Z headlining, and then T.I. comes in after him, shuts it down. That's not headlining. Jay-Z would be pissed. And same with T.I. T.I.'s headlining something, and you got somebody else who just got into hip-hop is actually closing the show behind you. That's nah, man. You work to be the main event. You work to be at top and be the headliner. The marquee says Godfrey. That's the marquee.
Right.
Headlining, not headlining, he's the headliner. That's what you work for. Trust me, if you watch these documentaries, talk to these comedians, they'll tell you outside of money what you strive for. You want a headline. You want to shut it down. You want to bring the house.
First off, who allowed that? Who allowed that, first off?
It was a promoter or T.I., whoever it was wrong. Now, I wouldn't, if I'm Godfrey, I'll holler at the promoter first, and then of course, I'll say something to T.I. because he should know better. But you talk, like I was saying, you talk to any comedian, anything like that, they'll tell you they want to see the name on that marquee. They want to shut it down. They want to bring it home. That's what you do. Like a boxer main eventing a boxing match. You want to be last on. Shut it down. So he has every right to be pissed. He has every right to be pissed. What else you want to get into?
Your boy Kodak Black. You know, despite, you know, allegedly getting shot, you know, during the whatever dispute that happened a couple of weeks back. Well, he's back at it on the news again. Kodak thinks men and women have different standards when it comes to bodily hygiene. Yes, I said it. Men and women have different standards, and I'm going to read it again. When it comes to bodily hygiene. On Friday, February 25th, Kodak was interviewed by Atlanta, one of the radio stations, The Beat, when the topic of washing regimen came up. The South Florida rhymer opened that it's not mandatory for men to bathe on a daily basis. Yes, you heard it right. It's not mandatory for men to bathe on a daily basis. Then he used the N-word, we can rock. We ain't even got to hop in the shower, hop in the sprayer every day for real. Kodak said to the surprise of a host, JoJo Alfonso, And Kodak. And quote again, we ain't really got to hop in the sprayer for real like that. This is how he speaks. Oh, my gosh. This is Kodak legend speaking right now. But after Alfonso noted that men too have body odors that need to be taken care of. Kodak still didn't sound convinced. He noted that women, on the other hand, requires daily shower. But women, y'all got to hop in that bitch every day, Kodak added. Soon after we have sex, all kinds of shit and before.
What?
And then it goes on, since the interview made its rounds, many people have been sounding off on Kodak's statement on social media, as they should. Kodak Black has officially been in jail too long. This is one person who let you said, Kodak Black has officially been in jail too long. He said, man, don't have to take a shower every day, one Twitter comment. And it goes on and on and on. But we all know right now that Kodak probably don't take a shower every day if he makes a comment like this. Yes, men do have to take a shower every day, Kodak, just like women have to take a shower every day. For you to go out there and say that men don't have to take a shower every day, that you can rock, come on now. I mean, these women who decide to lay up on you should take note of this and should have second thoughts of going down on this guy or whatever, that you may not have possibly taken a shower. That's pure nasty. I don't know what's going on with this dude. This dude needs to get it together and you know, have something smart to come out of his mouth, because everything that comes out of his mouth is really silly. It's like childlike behavior. That's what it seems like. It's like childlike behavior. But men don't have to take shower every day. That's crazy. Men do have body odors, just like women do. We all have to take showers every day, twice a day or more, my opinion. What do you think about this silly comment, Kodak Black, your boy?
Well, you're right. Kodak Black is my boy. For the past few weeks, I've been talking about him. Like last week, I was talking about him on my show, and I tip my hat to him, because Kodak Black, I think, is doing exactly what Kanye's doing with Michael Jackson did. He's keeping his name out there, saying absurd and crazy stuff. Now, he might actually believe it, because he looked like he hasn't bathed in 2 months, so he looked like he smelled of urine, so what do I know? However, he's being smart, he's being controversial, and tongues are wagging. Last week, I talked about him. Week before that, I talked about him. Week before that, I talked about him. Because I think he's doing the Kanye Michael Jackson thing, keeping everybody talking about him until whenever his next project comes out. And each week is something a little absurd and a little disappointing. I missed out on it, on that article. Each week I always had something about Kodak Black. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, outside of that, my boy is all wrong when saying that, because you do got to bathe. You have to. Now, you know, listen, some days you don't feel like one day out of the week or something, you might be home all day, you don't, whatever, each his own. But you got to consistently bathe. You know, I don't care if, in my opinion, you shouldn't be staying home all day stewing in your own juices. You need to be showered and put something on, even if you're leaving the house. But that's what he feels and looks. And he looks like he hasn't bathed in 2 months and reeks of urine. And he's still in processed Tijuana sausages from gas station and stuff. Something may be going on with him. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he's down on his luck, you know what I mean? And he needs some cash or something. Who knows? It could be that, or he just, like I said, just saying stuff to keep attention on him. I'm not trying to get in that man's mind. I don't even want to know what's in that man's mind, because he was already saying women and men don't have to shower every day. So anyone who's in his entourage or his family members or hanging out with him, and don't be scared to tell him that he smells. Like, yo, man, your breath is kicking and your body is like got odia, not odor, but odia. So you need to like put some deodorant on. You know, nice hot soapy shower, and then talk to me then. Because if he believes in that, he's walking around like looking like 2 months ago and smelling like he never showered. So I don't know. Is it a ploy for everybody, or he really lived by that? That remains to be seen. Only his close inner circle knows whether or not if he's living by what he's saying. And I hope the diehard fans do not follow in his track and be like, hey, Kodak Black said I ain't gotta wash up. I'll wash up in 3 days. Don't do that. Don't do that. you'll lose family and friends in a very quick way. If you want to be alone, that's how you get rid of people. Don't bathe and don't brush your teeth. You will be alone for the rest of your life. If you, you want to be a hermit, do it that way. Don't bathe and brush your teeth. Hygiene is a key thing. I know it is on my end, and I know Zoe likes hygiene, and everybody else hopefully listening is into the hygiene thing. So don't listen to Kodak Black. Like I said, he might be living by it. Then again, he might be a ploy to keep tongues wagging. Who knows? I know one thing. I ain't going to meet this cat unless I know he showered for sure. So every Kodak Black, did he shower tonight? Because I'm not going to walk up to somebody and he smells, dude. Like, nah, that's nay-nay. That's not happening. So hopefully him and his entourage, they shower because hygiene is everything. Everything. All right, enough of that. We're going to play some music. We'll come back. We got a lot more stuff to get into. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Thank you. All hail to the new king. Party man.
Party man.
Ooh.
on. I can notice when you call, say I'm not home. See your face and I hear my favorite song. Should I send an email at home? You're the number one topic on the phone. I wonder if you know, or do you have a clue? Yeah. I lay my head on my pillow. Then you got me staring out the window.
Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Let's keep this thing going. The game clears up rumors about the Super Bowl halftime show. I remember last week on the show, I discussed that game was allegedly upset that Snoop and them did the whole West Coast version of the Super Bowl show and he wasn't involved. But now he's saying he was not upset at all. There's been constant conversation surrounding the game's thoughts or not performing in the West Coast last Super Bowl halftime show. He took it upon himself to clear up the noise. Over the last week, it's been stated, the game has some animosity towards those involved in curating the Super Bowl festivities. While none of this information came directly from game, the rumors and speculations took off, and many sources stated as fact. Frequent information spreader, WAC 100 went as far as to say that the game told Jay-Z to suck his you-know-what prior to the halftime show taking place. As is often situation information from WAC, that doesn't seem to be the case. The game posted a somewhat lengthy statement on his Instagram page regarding his thoughts on the Super Bowl performance as a whole. Quote, "Don't nobody speak for the game except the game." Now he's the Rock. He's speaking third person. "I ain't had no conversation with Jay-Z and the Super Bowl. And he put together. I don't feel no way about not being included. It was a great show featuring iconic artists. It was a win for the culture." His caption continues speaking on the subject. "I control my own narratives. Do not be fooled by the internet blogs, podcasts, or anyone speaking on my name. That is not me. My life and new album are both amazing. I'm in a great space creatively and artistically. I'm in Miami to help Ye finish Donda 2 and support my friend in one of the most pivotal times of his life/career. Leave me my name out of any negative conversations unless I have given you a real reason to include me!" ! Hove continues to break down doors for the culture, and I am in full support of anything and everyone who is on the helps side of urban greatness. # Black Future Month. I'm glad he cleared that up, and I knew that. I thought that was kind of full of shit anyway last week when I talked about it, because it was like, that don't sound like him, and I said, who knows, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. But he took it upon himself, like the article said, to clear up any rumors and innuendo in terms of him being mad at the West Side, the West Coast Super Bowl type thing. And he cleared it up. And like I said, at the end of the day, sometimes things are not made for everyone. And when you put, like, whether it's a script together or a song together or something, you visualize who's perfect for certain things. And maybe he didn't fit in that format if that was the case. But nevertheless, why would he be mad? It's like his friends of his that's breaking down doors for others. And he did a great job, in my opinion. I think the performances were good. And I'm glad that he cleared everything up.
Listen, he's an outspoken dude. You know, and it's correct that what he said. If it didn't come out of his mouth, he didn't say it. He's one of them guys that he don't care. He's going to say what he wants to say, and he don't care if it's hurting somebody's feelings or not. He's going to say it. That's just who the game is. You know, so, I didn't see no reason why he would have been upset about it. For what? What is the purpose?
Yeah. You're right.
So,
that's it.
You know,
what else you want
to
get into?
Joe Budden says, allegedly says Megan Thee Stallion is not a superstar. You might have something on there. Joe Budden don't think Megan Thee Stallion has reached a superstar status despite her popularity outside of rap. On a Houston hottie became the topic of discussion on the episode of Joe Budden podcast, which aired on Saturday, February 26th. Joe was adamant that Megan can't be classified as a superstar because of her album sales. You're not a superstar if you can't sell an album. What the F are you talking about right now? Joe said, what stops her from being a superstar if we're taking out sales? She ain't sold shit. Got every brand deal in the world, but also has all the backing from mad different people. She got a lot going on. Last year, the Houston rapper landed a deal with Popeyes. She also signed a deal with Netflix in December. Last summer, she made history by becoming the first rapper to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Megan's 2020 debut album, Good News, went platinum, while her other record projects have gone gold. Joe seems convinced the numbers aren't matching the popularity. Y'all just mixing rules up, Joe continued. When his co-host tried to convince him that times have changed, you still got to know how to sell albums. When Adele came out, you got to move. When he used the N-word, come out, you got to move. When a superstar comes out, you mortal, mere minions, N-word he used, have to move. And he goes on and on and on with his tyrant, you know. Megan Thee Stallion, I think I can agree with him on that as far as a superstar. No, I don't believe she reached that superstar status as of yet. Not to say that she won't, but I can't call her as a superstar right now. She's making a lot of moves. Yes, she is. A lot of power moves. Yes, I can agree on that. But to label as a superstar, not yet.
What is considered a superstar? What is considered a superstar?
For me, what considered a superstar not just consists of album sales, album sales, but superstar meaning, you know, like you're globally known, like a Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson can go anywhere around this world without him being mobbed by people. Megan Thee Stallion can go around the world and probably wouldn't get mobbed. Some people probably wouldn't even know who she is if she's walking down the street.
So pretty much, if you're not getting mobbed, you're not a superstar?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just that I don't think that she is known around the world like a Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a superstar. Prince was a superstar.
Well, you're okay. You there's two different that you that those are icons. Those icons. You
right.
Can't compare,
right.
You can't compare
but they
the
call
two.
Them superstars.
Well,
so you consider her a superstar?
Yeah, she's everywhere. She's on commercials. She's on soundtracks and all types of stuff. She's a superstar. She is a superstar.
I don't see it yet.
But you're comparing Michael Jackson and Prince to Megan. Come on, that's an unfair comparison. Period. It's an unfair comparison.
I'm just using that as an example. It's not like it's
but
just an example that I'm using of a superstar. You asked me a question. I was answering
it. That's a whole nother level. If you said like a Cardi B or Nicki Minaj or Beyonce, then okay, because you're kind of close to like now this era, this thing. Michael and Prince are past the stratosphere, and it took time for them to become past the stratosphere to be that. There was more than superstars, way more than superstars. I think she is, and she continues to grow. She's everywhere. I see her in commercials and all types of stuff. Same as Cardi B, same as everybody else popping up on soundtracks and videos and stuff like that. She's a superstar. She is a star. She's going to continue. If she does it right, she's going to continue to get bigger and bigger. And I think okay. I think her fan base is bigger than what you give credit to.
I'm not saying her fan base is not big, but it's not globally. That's what I'm saying.
We don't. How do you know that? How do you know that? You have proof on that? How do you know that her?
We'll look it up.
How can one look that? I don't know who's globally known. I don't know. I don't know if they are or not. But I'm not with her. But
that's
just
my opinion.
I hear what you're saying.
Everybody has their opinion.
I
you have yours.
Know.
I have mine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the global thing threw me for a minute. Speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, she sues her label again. The rapper alleges 5101 Certified Entertainment is preventing her from fulfilling her contract. Megan Thee Stallion has once again sued the label. This time, alleging the label is refusing to allow her to fulfill the terms of her contract, seeking a ruling that her Something for the Hotties meet the legal definition of an album. Billboard reports the documents reviewed by this article. Megan Thee Stallion released Something for the Hotties in November, a collection of loose singles and B-sides. The record contained an original production, unlike a mixtape, with Megan Thee Stallion rapping over other artists' beats. In her suit, Megan the album claims 5101 informed her 2 months ago after its album release that it did not meet the definition, quote, of an album under her recording agreement and therefore did not satisfy her contract's minimal record commitment. She countered that the only perimeter defining an album under the terms of the contract is it runtime, which must be at least 45 minutes in length. Something for the Hotties is 45 minutes and 2 seconds long. Megan Thee Stallion is seeking a non-monetary declaratory judgment that the record meets the definition of an album, satisfying the terms of her contract and attorney fees. In March 2020, the rapper took Instagram Live to lament that 5101 wouldn't let her release new music, admitting she didn't understand what was in her contract when she initially signed with the label. When she asked to renegotiate her contract with 5101, the label would not allow it. She promptly sued the label, seeking the termination of her contract, which she deemed unconsolable, and a judgment granted a temporary restraining order to allow her to release Sugar, which dropped 4 days after. In August 21, she sued the label again, this time over the release of a remix of BST's Butter, on which she was featured. She was again granted an injunction, with the court finding the 1501 had recently engaged and will continue to engage in content preventing the release of Megan Thee Stallion new music. In a recent interview with Billboard, shortly after the initial lawsuit, 5101 label boss and former Major League Baseball player Carl Crawford admitted he had outsourced business operations and a third-party consultant. Quote, I'm new to the business, he said. There it is. He just told himself, I let this guy, T. Farris, run my whole business because I knew absolutely nothing about it. Zero. There you go. He just told on himself. Just clearly told on himself. He didn't know how to conduct business. He third-partied it. Come on.
Third-partied it. I mean, really?
Third-partied it. Come on, dude. Third-partied it. You just just told on yourself.
I mean,
why don't you just make something up? Make something up.
You know, it's just social media gets a lot of people in trouble. And we said this in the past. People convict themselves on social media. If they're doing something wrong, they'll tell it. They'll tell it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he clearly told himself. He told, you're like, come on. All you had to do was, like, I'm looking into it. We don't know something. Oh, I got a third party. Like, oh. Like, why did you say that? If I'm his lawyer or investment partner, I'm like, why did you say that? What the hell?
First off, if I was his lawyer, I'd just pack up my stuff and just walk out. I can't help you no more.
And burn whatever contract he has with other artists. I'm like, just go. Just go. Because clearly he just told himself. Like, just like, I don't know what I'm doing. He literally said, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing, so I let somebody take over. Why would you admit that publicly? Like, I don't, like, that doesn't make any sense. Why does this make any sense? I'm still shocked that my man admitted, like, I'm new. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I say, hey, Mr. Farris, come handle this shit. He fucked it all up. So here I am. Told you. Don't know what I'm doing. I'm just astonished by, like, wow.
Oh,
he clearly he don't know what he's doing. Anyway, but we know what we're doing, and we're going to play some music. We come back. Got a little more stuff to get into before we wrap things up here on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
When it comes without a warning, 'cause waiting for it gets so boring. Her life can change in 20 seconds. Her life can happen in the dark. Love when it makes you lose your bearings. Some information's not for sharing. Use different angles for protecting. Hard to stop it once it starts. It starts. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna take a picture, make a movie with you that we have to hide. You better lock your phone.
as we walked on by, she could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't think that I'll see her again, but we shared a moment that will last till the end. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful.
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. This is something very interesting. Looking forward to reading here. So it goes, he did it. A little Uzi Vert fan whom the rapper promised he was going to pay his college tuition if he graduated from college did so this very week. However, he's still waiting on the payment. This past Wednesday, Uzi fan Raheel Ahmad jumped on his Instagram account to share a series of photos of himself rocking his cap and gown around Temple University campus to confirm that he graduated from the school. In the clip, Ahmad calls out Uzi on his promise to pay his $90,000 tuition if he graduated from college. Quote, yo, you said I had to graduate before you actually pay for my college, he said in the clip. Well, I am here to say I don't bullshit. I actually did it. Brown people don't drop out. And continues, Ahmad, who graduated from Temple University with a degree in political science, bumped into Little Uzi Vert at a department store back in August of 2019. During the interaction, the Eternal Atake creator promised him that he would pay his $90,000 tuition only if he graduates. Last December, Ahmad posted a video on his IG and TikTok pages informing Uzi that he is graduating from college and invite him to his graduation party. The time has finally come, he said. I've made it through the 4 years of Temple University graduating with a 3.5 GPA. Ahmad added that their brief encounter in 2019 changed his life for the better and gave him, quote, a sense of hope and optimism. What's next for Ahmad? Ahmad is launching an NFT collection called Grad Owls, which will help pay college tuition of NFT holders every month. The young man believes that college should be affordable and accessible to everyone. Quote, my end goal is policy reform to make college more accessible, he wrote in an IG post about his startup NFT. To start making a difference now, though, we're taking matters into our own hands. Let's make a change together and buy some dope art in the process. End of article.
Well, yeah. He needs to live up to his promise. If I'm not mistaken, I think that it was on social media where he did come encounter with him, and he said, can you pay for my college tuition? If I'm not mistaken, if this is the same thing. And he said, only if you graduated. Only if you graduate. If that's the same clipping, I believe I did see that.
it might be the same person. I don't think he did to multiple people, so it might be the actual thing. It has a picture of him, which we'll go back on camera. I'll show you of him smiling like, yeah. And I think it's like you press it, he'll say it. But here's the thing: when you bumped into him, was he sober? Was he high? Was he drunk? Was he like? Because clearly you didn't keep in touch with him, because you got to go through IG and not call him directly unless you gave you his number. Who knows? But come on, bruh. Did you really think this dude's going to pay your tuition? Did you really think that? Come on. Really? Come on. Now, if he does, now that's good. And then I'll say, well, he kind of maybe got guilted into it. And like, I can't look like a fool. I told him I would. I really wasn't going to do it. Now I got to do it. But so if you open your mouth, and even though you're playing around, now you got to pay the tuition. And I advise you to go to the finance your office on Temple campus and pay the $90,000.
I mean, he don't have to pay it, but if you gave your word to do so, then, you know, just live up to your word and just do it. We all know that you don't have to do it. You didn't sign no contract to do it, but if you said something, if you told the guy that you're going to pay it once you graduate, then just do it. Just pay it. It's not like you don't have it. Just pay it. You spent all that money on that diamond on your forehead.
That is the guy. Was he the same clown that got that shit cemented to his head? If you ain't got it, take the shit off your head and pay for it with that. There you go. Just pull that out. Here's your tuition right here. And just give it to him. He'll go pawn it and, you know. And pay for his tuition and then some. But you're right, he don't have to. But if you're going to tell someone something that big, you got to back up. You got to back up on it. You know what I mean? You can't. You got to honor your word. You got to be a man of your word, set an example, and just and pay for the kid. He busted that 3.5 GPA. God bless him that he graduated with you know, awesome GPA. Come on, man. Do something right. Do something. It's a tax write-off. It's a tax write-off, brother. Come on. It's a tax write-off. Pay it.
Get that money right back.
You take it for 2023. You know what I mean? Go next. Come on. You get it right back. That's nothing. The kid did it. Pay the tuition and keep it moving. Show that you are a man of your word and that you're a good character and then the whole nine. And, you know, and everybody goes, oh, he marks the man. So go ahead and do that. Congratulations to Ramil for passing the 3.5 GPA. Good luck with everything with the NFT. Good news to hear that. And just pay that tuition, man. What do you want to get into?
Memphis rapper Snooty Wild. I never heard of him. Snooty Wild has died after reportedly being shot in Houston. He was 36 years old. The news of the tragic passing was confirmed via his Instagram account on Saturday afternoon, on February 26th, where a picture of him was uploaded with the caption, "Gone in body, but your name and legacy will live forever." On Friday, February 25th, Houston ABC 13 reported a man was found near a SUV in a ditch near English Street and Alice Street in Houston, suffering from gunshot wounds to the neck. An unarmed victim, who is thought to be Snooty, was transported to a hospital in critical condition. Video of the incident is said to be in possession of investigators. It looks like he backed in there, the ditch, accidentally, and the other vehicle pulled up and folks got out of the car. They were talking for a little bit, and then all of a sudden gunfire went off. Only one shot, actually, Officer Wilkinson told reporters. Though the victim was not named, this incident appears to be connected to Snooty's death. And it goes on. Apparently he's a rapper in Houston. You know, he had some, you know, success in the music industry. You know, I've personally never heard of him. You know, I went on, you know, the net to listen to some music, if I may have heard it playing on the radio, and I still never really heard of it. But condolence go out to the family, you know, on his untimely death. You know, this senseless violence has to stop. I mean, we're losing too many people out there for unnecessary, you know, shootings out here. Things that just have to stop. It's senseless. It's really senseless. Our brothers out there are dying way too young. Way too young. But, you know, shout out, not shout out, but condolence to the family, you know, and friends of Snooty Wow.
Yeah, condolence. I'd never heard of him before. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's sad to hear. I have no comments. I have no idea who he is. So, but condolences, and it's crazy everywhere, here, there, all over in the streets that, you know, we gotta stop killing each other and then demanding for our rights. You know what I mean? Let's stop hurting each other first. Let's work on the inside, then let's work on the outside. We're constantly just killing people and people in the crossfire and all that stuff. So it's sad to see another young person, you know, die through the hands of violence. You know, so condolences. You know what? I ain't going to do that right now. I'm going to play music and we'll round it out and we'll end it there. I'm done with that. All right. I'm done with that. I was going to read the topic, but I don't want to read that one. We'll play music and we'll come back and wrap things up here on this episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Neptune, stalked out.
Yeah. I'm actually waiting on the boss now. Yeah, he said that we have some kind of special assignment. He's supposed to be calling me like any minute. Hold on, let me get the phone. Hold on. Hello? Jack in here. Yeah, what? You found Manuel Noriega? In the Philippines? He has a mansion? Okay, we're on it, right now. Bye.
Hey yo, we light a candle, run laps around the English Channel. Neptune, I got a cocker spaniel. We on the run now, you know it ain't no fun now. And where I go, yo, niggas can't even come now. You ain't the law, nigga, break it. I don't care, but when you get caught, remember that. I don't care, N-R-E, blood throughout the atmosphere. I mean, now we on the run, yo, if that ain't clear. Weak niggas wanna slip, yo, but that ain't fair. Yo, we down in Vegas, all these guys too courageous. You know I'm on the run, still rip stages. They call me Animal Dog, when I'm in cages. I used to boom phases, throw dice with no aces. Now I live secluded in the oasis. Gotta take spaces, no time for car races. Check my car till I got foul phases. Forget a city sugar guy, country grammar. And yo, we going places where my sound scan ain't tough. So when I say I ain't Oreo, it ain't that rough. I need you take in my face, asking all this stuff. I gotta keep my mouth shut and don't say what. But yo, it's hard to, nothing man's got the heart to. Yo, from New Orleans, LA, VA to Queens, the I-95, now we hit the Philippines. But now it's different, we gotta stay sober. Yo, communicate, Star Tech, Motorola. Keep it on the hot touch, don't talk too much. Dog down, entertainment, you know we touch. All our whips got navigation. Why your whips are just all patient? Is you know what you're facing?
Superstar, I have tension and a million cars.
Hit him.
You let me do it again, do it to win. Last time was an 8, this one is a 10. And Rick and Paul come home, we gon' triple the sin. Y'all love my family, treat my folks like 10. Rockin' in pedo, like a Mexican. Shoutin' at my pop, cause yo next to him. He told me every dog nigga is a gentleman. So I took heed, take my time, still won't speed. You know a nigga got kids, so my family need a little more than they used to get. Real, not the duplicate. Taking no calls, making y'all think you're coopin' it. Doing it up, tell me what you wanna do with it. Capone's plan, passport to foreign land, overseas in Japan. Try to take it with Dan. Yo, N-E-P-T-U-N-E-S. The way they let you be like one of the best. What?
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. Well, at the time, it's time for us to wrap things up and do the shout-outs.
That's right. Shout-out to everybody who continue to follow us. We're definitely grateful to all of y'all. Continue to share. Continue to tell another friend to tell another friend and so forth on. To continue to listen to us, NYPA Entertainment Radio, Kyle and myself. Shout-out to Kyle. Philly, New York, new topic, new music, hit us up, NYPA Entertainment Radio, NYPA Entertainment at gmail.com. Excuse me, y'all. NYPA Entertainment at gmail.com. Always remember, spell out the word entertainment. If you don't spell it out, we won't get it.
Shout out to everyone near and far here, New York, Zoe, everyone who supports the show. And like I said, it'll be a very easy transformation, change and everything. Like I said, I'm going to ease y'all guys into it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So y'all got to sit back and enjoy it. NYPA will do all the work. So just sit back, relax, enjoy the special guest, the Murderer's Row coming up. Like I said, chicken things up next month. There is no all-female playlist and all the spotlight playlist. All that's to be announced at a later date and time. Just hang back. You're going to like what I have for you. And of course, the move, riverside.fm. And like I said, we're leaving Block Talk sometime, say in mid to late April. We'll be shutting the doors here on this platform, but we'll still have Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and everyone else. It's just the home base is where we're just moving from one home to another home, as you often do in general in life. So stick around for that. And otherwise than that, man, be safe. I know it sounds corny, but love one another, be nice. A lot going on in the world and in stateside and everything. Just try to stay, whatever you believe in, faith and prayer it up and whole nine and get through it. And we'll hear it entertain you soon on another episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio. See you next week. And weeks after that, show's over.
TV. Yo, I'm not a preacher, I just like making good music. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over. Think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind to rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why isn't me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies. Danger is my company, I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen, still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. Show is over, show is over. Over.
Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away. These dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I escape to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I align? The journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evils. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are they are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl. Regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world, I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.